Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanish podcast. This is your host, Jesse. En este episodio estamos teniendo una conversación con nuestros amigos, which is you guys, all 200 plus of you who tune in every week and every episode to our podcast. Thank you so much. Vamos a estar respondiendo las preguntas que nos dejaron vía nuestro Q&A en Instagram, leyendo comentarios que nos dejaron about our previous podcast as well. Y va a ser una conversación entre amigos who have been part of the conversation so far. I really think you'll enjoy our last episode of season one and of the year. Babe, this is the last podcast de la temporada. Ya estuvo, ya terminamos.
¿Qué temporada?
Temporada número uno, season one.
¿Es algo de ese? ¿Temporada?
Ay, no sé.
It's,
like,
isn't it?
Está bien cacho, estoy bien pocho, like, la neta. La gente.
Temporada es como clima.
Es clima.
Es como estación de.
You see what I mean? Like, this is why people in Mexico luego sabe que no soy 100% mexicano.
This is why you can't rock a mustache.
Neta. Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. You know what? Before we get into the whole mustachio. Sí, hablando de esa lío. ¿Se puede decir lío? ¿Verdad? Is that the correct term?
Era más que un lío.
Dude, people really had a trouble with my mustache.
Now you know how it feels when you rock a pixie cut.
¿Qué le importa a la gente qué pelos tengo yo en la boca? O sea, sí, tengo pelos. You know, like. O sea, no entiendo cómo eso es una cosa que un escándalo.
It's
andando.
Like, it should be like a compliment to you.
Ajá.
Because siento como que el mexicano macho,
macho
original.
¿Qué soy? ¿Qué soy?
But you're not a macho, babe.
What are you talking about? I'm as macho as you get.
No, yo estoy hablando de un machista.
O sea, alguien que maltrata a las mujeres.
Exactamente.
No, yo estoy hablando de alguien que se toma un tequila y no tose. Eso es macho.
I could do that.
¿Eres macha?
Pero sí, I can't rock the Frida. You know what I'm saying?
¿The Frida unibrow?
No, she had a mustache too.
Did she really? También.
Mm-hmm.
So I look like Frida. How is that a bad thing? No sé, well, I don't know why people were making a big deal. Anyways, we'll get to that later. Let's talk about how this is the last episode of season one of the 50-50. How do you feel? Take it away.
I'm not going to lie. I have a slight anxiety over the fact that you didn't wrap it up with 10.
10 episodes that I'm doing it on an odd number?
Yes.
Odds be evens. Did you know that?
It's just my OCD.
For example, every time there's an even number, what's next?
An odd number.
Ahí está. Así que, therefore, odds beats evens. There's a logic.
I just like to round.
No. Rounding is boring, bro.
Okay.
You know, nosotros vivimos on the edge. Like, we are, like, top tier, out of the box type situation.
I think this is why I didn't watch 13 Reasons Why.
Because it was an odd number? If it was 12 Reasons Why, la hubieras visto?
Probably you know not. What?
12 makes sense. 12 would
we're
be fine.
No, we're not doing 12. Yeah, yes, the woke.
You know? How do you feel about season one being over?
It feels good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to do this earlier, but I got sick.
Stupid. That was now, such a fake cough.
No, that was like a legit cough, okay? It was more real than my mustache. Now, you're sick. You're delirious right now.
I am high on
acetaminophen. And
it's sinking in.
And NSAIDs. And Theraflu.
Sí, mucho. Yo soy strong believer de Theraflu.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Sí. Now, one of the things that we are going to get into next season is the Mexican remedies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about that later.
You're really hitting home with us on that one.
I think so.
Porque mi mamá is like.
I think that one's going to be a winner.
100%.
But without getting too far off of that, let's wrap up the thoughts on season one. First of all, yo voy a decir que I honestly thought this podcast was not going to happen at first. Yo pensaba que como se me borró mucho material, like a lot of like the recordings that I had.
You mean all of it?
All of it, dude. All of the recordings I had previously, like a year ago, was deleted. And that was mostly my fault.
See.
100% my fault.
See.
And I felt bad. And I was like, oh, man, well, there goes my material. There goes my content. We're not going to go anywhere with this. Mm-hmm. Then you stepped up and you're like, mijo.
Es que lo no que digo quieras, mijo.
Lo que quieras, Jaino. Lo que quieras, compadre. I got you.
Jaino. That's weird.
Is that? I don't even know if that's a thing. I know Jaina is a thing. Pero yeah, no sé si Jaino. Pero tú me dijiste, mi amorcito. Ven para acá. Yo soy tu mujer y yo te voy a sacar de este aprieto. Y luego me apreteaste tú, and I was like,
¿te what? Apreté?
Me apreteaste.
Everybody in el DF is like, what is that?
Yes, yeah, for the five people que están escuchando en el DF, discúlpenme. Discúlpenme, la verdad. Man. Pero you came over and you're like, let me help you out. And we started the first podcast episode, and I remember we recorded it in a library, and it was pretty good. And yeah. I was like, hey, this feels pretty good.
I just felt like como que nos divertimos mucho.
Yeah.
Regardless of if people were going to listen to it or not.
No, I had zero expectation of people
like,
listening.
When we're going to podcast, we turn off our phones uh-huh. and we're just like having a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all we're doing right now.
And it's really nice.
It is really nice. Y la verdad no pensaba que tanta gente iba a escuchar. Like, we are at, right now, I'm looking at the page, I'm refreshing it.
I don't like it when you tell me the numbers.
Why not?
Se me hace raro, ¿no?
It is 2,466 total listens and downloads. We have approximately 2 months that we've done this podcast for.
Yeah.
We have 11 episodes. This is going to be the 11th one. So, within 10 episodes, though, we've reached this amount. The way that we're seeing, according to the progress, this episode alone should get another 200 listens or downloads, which is insane. I don't even have that many friends. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have like 5-7 friends, you know? Y like, pero lo más gacho, solo que se me hace bien funny, es de que mi hermano escucha el podcast.
¿No?
Le dice a todo el mundo que escuche el podcast, pero ella no lo escucha.
¿Cómo que no lo escucha?
No, porque la otra le dije, amá, cuando estamos hablando del podcast de Recordar es Vivir, uh-huh. which we'll talk about the comments shortly, pero le dije, amá, we're talking about my grandma, and we're talking about you. ¿Lo quieres escuchar? Ay, mijo, no lo escuché. ¿Por qué no, amá? Ay, no, no quiero.
No quiero.
And I was like, thanks, mom. Pero no, no.
Lo mi mamá nomás lo escuchó porque quería saber qué había hablado yo de ella.
Ah,
ah
sí.
No, el de ¿y para cuándo?
¿Y para cuándo de los hijos?
Sí.
Ah,
le
sí,
dije,
sí,
mamá,
sí.
Mamá, le pedí perdón por lo que había dicho de ella.
Sí.
Y luego me dijo, ¿qué dijiste? Y yo, no, pero lo tienes que escuchar. So I kind of bribed her.
Yeah.
I kind of bribed her into that.
Bribed is that you mean, it means you gave her money. Did you give her money?
Oh, no.
That didn't, you did not bribe
what
her.
What was the other thing?
You coerced her? You convinced
her. Blackmail her.
You piqued her interest. All those are fine. Le dices dinero.
No.
Then you did not bribe her. O sea, how my Spanish is bad. Your
I
English
intrigued
is bad.
Her.
Ah, you piqued her interest.
Mm-hmm. Pero ¿cómo se dice en español eso?
No sé. ¿Le llamaste la atención?
Mm-hmm. Le entró la curiosidad.
Le entró la curiosidad.
De qué había dicho yo de ella. Ah, no era nada malo.
No.
Al final como que nomás se rió, ¿verdad? Pero... I made her hear it.
And it's funny because like we have friends, like our closest friends have not listened to our podcast.
Okay. You know?
They have not listened to it. So
some of them do.
And I don't want to like say any names. They know who they are.
They do know.
In fact, even if I say their names, it wouldn't matter porque no lo van a escuchar anyways.
No, una sí, una sí.
Una sí. Pero sí. For the most part, our closest friends have not listened to it.
No.
And I honestly thought that was going to be the amount of attention.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, then since they're not going to listen to it, who the heck else is?
Creo
and
que porque,
lo
porque
and behold.
Ya nos conocen, como que dicen, well, we don't really need to hear this.
Like, nunca se calla el Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, like, ese vato nunca se calla, so why do we have to listen to him?
Yeah.
But who would have thought that there's 13 people in China that listen?
And 1% in Afghanistan.
1% in Afghanistan that listen.
But anyways, yeah, it's just really weird when people come up to me. Not come up to me. That's weird. When people bring it up that I see, they're like, oh, me gustó mucho. Oh, sí lo escuchamos. Oh, this was really funny. Or like if we get tagged on something on social media, it's like, ¿qué? And then I kind of go back and I'm like, ¿qué dije? You know?
I mean, we're basically famous now and it's 100% okay. You know, I am ready for the fame and the superstardom. No, but it's been cool though. I've been having a lot of fun. It's been fun.
It's kind of uncomfortable for me being an introvert.
Yeah, this is not your scene, dude.
This is not my scene.
Like, you didn't want to do a YouTube because no querían que nadie te viera.
No.
So you agreed to podcast porque mm-hmm. nadie iba a ver tu face mm-hmm. and you thought that nobody would listen.
I seriously thought
and
nobody would
jokes
listen.
Jokes on you, dude.
Pero it's fine porque I know this. Esto es algo que you know, tú siempre has querido hacer.
So. Yes. It's been a lot of fun. And
siento
now,
como que si no te hubiera, like, dado ese
apoyo?
Fire in your butt.
Yeah, that help.
Nunca lo hubieras hecho.
Tal vez no a este punto, no a este calibre. I was planning on going several different ways with it, pero this one has been pretty interesting. And
yeah.
I like the topics that we've talked about.
Sí.
And it's just giving me more ideas for future topics, you know, that we'll get into and we'll discuss at other times. Mm-hmm. Now, even though this is the last episode, we'll be probably posting as soon as we can. I know that we've been kind of up and down with the scheduling portion. That's one of the things that we're trying to get better with, is posting every 2 weeks, every once a week. Pero, yeah, man, life is messy. Life is messy, you know. Si no es una cosa, nosotras. Si no es mi...
Well, then we also have our actual jobs.
Yes, and then we have our actual jobs on top of that. And then my other responsibilities, and we've been sick, and we've been traveling, and we've been up and down.
But we're going to get it right.
You got this, man.
We're going to get this right.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
You know, for the 1% in Afghanistan.
Yes.
We're going to get this right.
For those you guys, for the 3 people in Sweden, I'm doing this for you. I really am. Y para la Vera, que escuché acá la semana, porque se enoja.
She's a fan, man.
Se enoja. You know, speaking of fans, let's go over the last episode. I mentioned that we're going to, I asked the listeners to go over in the comments what brings nostalgia to them.
Yeah, but then some of them got all like, oh, ¿por qué no mencionaron eso? Like, para eso eran los comentarios, so that they could get involved in the conversation.
I don't know why you're mad. That's exactly what I wanted them to do.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, you sound mad.
So you always think that I'm mad.
Okay, you guys heard this, okay? Rewind this. Hagan un paro y hagan rewind this a bit when she just said what she said and tell me that she does not sound pissed off.
No empecé mi sentence con estoy enojada, por eso no estoy diciendo que...
Pero tu tono, babe, o sea, tu tono es como que like, y no sé por qué estos idiotas, like, no, babe.
That's not what I said.
Estos imbéciles, you know, animales, you know, like, no, babe.
No, pero siento como que me atacaron.
No, babe, no es un ataque. It's just a good point of view. Por ejemplo...
No sé si la gente no sabe, pero when we podcast...
Yeah.
We don't write notes, dude.
No, it's not. And that's exactly what I'm going to answer here. So, for example, we have a friend here, Chris Rosas. He listens, dude. He's basically listening on to every week, and he comments.
Thanks,
and he
Chris.
Likes. Yo, for real. Like, you know,
I'm not mad at you.
You sound mad. But anyways, so he's giving us love. He's giving us support. It's great. And when he listened to last episode, sobre la nostalgia, he mentions, and I'm just going to read it. It says, hey, Jesse, great podcast. It was a blast hearing you and your wife talking about things that make you nostalgic. He was also born in the 90s, so he basically related to everything that we were talking about.
Ew.
As well. And then he mentioned about, or when we were talking about the Mexican-American icons. We talked about Selena, Cumbia Kings, and even Dora the Explorer, which...
Legit.
Me acuerdo que tú, you put her on top. Jesus. You said that Dora the Explorer was more...
Well... In the Hispanic world.
More important than Jesus.
He's Jewish.
So therefore, Jesus no califica.
Probably not.
Okay. So, and then she mentioned that someone that we forgot, which I agree.
El señor. We didn't forget.
Ricardo Valenzuela. Ricky Valentine.
Valentine?
Valentine.
Valence.
Valence. Ricky, what's his name?
You've never seen the movie?
I've seen the movie. I know that he doesn't like to go by Ricardo. He wants to like...
It's Ricky Valens.
He wants to white
He's
it up.
The O'Donnell guy.
Yeah, I know who he is. Es el vato de la bamba. I know who Ricky Valens is. And he mentions that the movie in itself was like a huge impact. And it's true.
Yo nomás he mirado esa película one time.
Really?
Pero si es como like... La canción que todo mundo empieza a tocar en la guitarra. Like, as soon as somebody starts to ¿cómo se dice?
Start learning.
Es lo primero que... Me acuerdo que mi papá... Oh, my God. Mi papá siempre la tocaba. And, like my uncles and stuff. Because, my dad comes from a musician background.
Yes.
So, they all kind of play something. And siempre era la bamba. Siempre era la bamba. Pero, I don't know. It never crossed my mind, to be honest.
You know, yo sí la miré varias veces, pero también, to be perfectly honest, when I was, and I mentioned this in the podcast, the second episode, when I was younger, no hacía esa connection de que I was a different race, or like a certain race, or even a race in general. So cuando miraba esa película, no conectaba que esas personas eran... De la misma cultura que yo, Mexican-American.
Sí, and to be fair, like, yo nunca entendí, like, Selena hasta que miré la película ya de grande.
Sí.
Y yo, honestly, like, I haven't seen La Bamba.
Like, this understanding of just kind of identifying what the cultural significance of Mexican-Americans and kind of what they bring to the table in this particular day and age is new. It really is new for me. I want to say maybe de los 29 años que tengo ya, I want to say that maybe 8 of them, I've been paying attention to that. Now, you mentioned here, you know, Chris says that we were disappointed that we didn't mention him. Now, here's the reason why. You said it here. When we're doing this podcast, we have a guideline of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Pero no tenemos line by line de lo que estamos hablando. One of the biggest things that we excel we at, don't. One of the things que yo creo que, like, that we're pretty good at, especially like myself, one of the biggest things that I'm always like, is improvising.
Yeah.
I love improvising. I feel like I'm my funniest cuando estoy improvisando.
Should we tell the people?
Tell them what? What do you want to tell them?
Of what happened to this episode?
A ver, go for it.
So I'm a gold.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so eso significa que yo necesito listas, yo necesito guidelines, I need an outline.
Sí.
And I was fighting you so hard in that episode because you had nothing.
No, I did not.
And I was like, Jesse, necesitamos una lista of, like, you know, qué vamos a decir, a quién vamos a mencionar. And you were just like, no, we're just going to go for it. And I'm like hyperventilating because that's just not who I am.
That's not your personality type.
So then when this Chris, bro, was like, I'm so disappointed. It makes my gold, like, break because I don't like to disappoint people. You know? So it's kind of like, I'm so sorry. But at the same time, my, like, defense mechanism is like, well,
it's Jesse's fault.
It's the improv.
El sistema que lo arregló, no yo.
But I'm so happy that he commented on it because Richie Valens is pretty iconic.
He is, you know? Y la movie itself.
So, like, thank you, Chris.
The movie itself does, you know, it did contribute a lot to what the Mexican-American culture is. But it's true. You have a way of doing things that is completely different to how I do things.
Yeah.
The reason why I wanted to do specifically, because we've written guidelines and guidelines for different episodes, basically all our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The nostalgia one, we didn't write one because I felt that reminiscing happens on the spot.
Yeah. Now I get it.
How are we going to reminisce with the list? You're like, okay, at 15 minutes and 33 seconds, I want you to remember your deepest, darkest childhood. You know? Y así como que, like, no.
Así no funciona
la cosa.
Anybody else comment?
Sí. So we had also Leslie that she mentioned que we didn't mention about the Disney Channel. Like Even Stevens and things like that. Y yo le dije que...
Honestly, I didn't want to confess.
You didn't want to confess?
To that side of me.
You watch Lizzie McGuire and...
And That's a Raven.
And Boy Meets World.
Yes, Boy Meets World.
Yo no mire nada de eso, dude.
Saved by the Bell.
Yo no mire nada de eso. Mm-hmm. The only Disney exposure I had was like maybe the Fantasia series, the sing-along series, and that's about it. When I was a kid.
Wow.
But when I was an edgy teenager... Nelly, Disney Channel was for babies, was for kids. Like, yo quería ver the good stuff.
You never watched Growing Pains?
I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
What's Growing Pains?
Wow.
Have you ever seen Party of Five?
No.
Well, there you go.
¿Qué es eso?
You don't know what Party of Five is? Well, exactly. How you are telling me que es Growing Pains, same thing, Party of Five. You know, si tú no entiendes,
yo no entiendo. Who was in that?
I don't know, dude. Pero, yeah, she did mention that as well. Now, some people were saying that a lot of people were agreeing with what makes them nostalgic. Tu mom was able to tell me que el bushi existe.
Yeah. Mi mamá le entró machine a las canicas.
The whole bit de las canicas? Yeah, dude.
¿Sí?
She was, like, really honest. She was like, sí, mira, el bushi, it's not fair, it's cheating, and we were finally able to prove to you que no estoy mintiendo. Like, you thought I was making this whole thing up. I wasn't, babe. I really
thought you were.
You really thought you were? No, I wasn't. I was being 100% honest with
yes.
this.
Yes. Sorry, I had to Google this.
What did you Google?
So, Growing Pains, Leonardo DiCaprio comes out in it.
You know, that's the guy from the Titanic. But mm-hmm. No, yeah, I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, nunca, no sabía eso.
Yeah.
I thought like, the youngest thing he acted on was...
Titanic?
No, the Gilbert Grape movie or whatever.
And Thick. What's his name?
Alan Thick?
No, the older one.
Robert Thick?
Mm-hmm. He's
really?
The dad.
Hmm.
Where you been?
Apparently not in the 90s.
Thank
Disney.
You, Leslie, because I loved Growing Pains.
Yeah, you're all about that?
Yeah, and all those other ones.
No, not me. Not me, dude. But yeah, so thank you guys for being part of the conversation. Honestly, you know,
it was really cool.
Yeah.
Pero sí, mi papá, I think too that he liked it a lot because mi papá es eso, so como, my dad's a very internally poetic man.
Sí.
So como que... recordar, le gusta mucho recordar las cosas del pasado.
Yeah. So,
pero sí, las canicas, mi mamá empezó.
She got really into it, dude.
Well, I mean, she grew up with like 7 brothers.
Yeah, so that was her jam
and
right there.
She's like middle child.
Yeah. She had to fend for herself.
Kind of iffy, you know?
Yeah, she had to fight for herself and all that stuff. Yeah, so that kind of covers the, you know, some of the comments that we've gotten regarding, and I really wanted to highlight these particular 2 comments que recibí, because they were really, they were long. Chris wrote me like a whole segments paragraph, and
it's
like
a love letter.
He's like, you guys, you're better than this. Yeah. I know you are. You're right, Chris. Chris, tienes razón, Christopher.
We will do better for you.
Ahora, another thing that we wanted to mention is the Q&A.
Q&A.
Let's talk about this Q&A. So on Instagram, we posted a Q&A to ask us questions, and we said that we were going to mention it in today's podcast episode, and that is what we are going to do. This podcast is just a conversation with the friends and the listeners. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, vamos a brincar a la primera pregunta.
Should we add a jingle to it? Like, something cool? We don't have copyrights to that.
Nobody knows what this is.
Oh, okay.
Don't. Primera pregunta. Hereby.
Oh, you're going to say who?
Should I?
I don't know.
I think so. I'm just going to say, like, Miss Forever says, what conspiracies do you believe? What conspiracies do you believe? Because she mentions, I have never heard of the Kleenex conspiracy, the one that I mentioned, because, yeah, but it sounds like it's true. It doesn't only sound true, it is true.
I think it should be like on Mythbusters.
Es la verdad. On Mythbusters, yeah. I think it would be 100% confirmed.
Need to pitch it to
Mythbusters. Pero now que estamos hablando de las conspiracies, what conspiracies do you believe? You don't believe in any conspiracies whatsoever? Not one thing.
That Kleenex one sounds plausible, but I feel like it's all in your head a little bit.
Now, if you want to talk about conspiracies, the person I need to bring is mi apa. Mi apa, dude, he feels like everybody's out to get him. Mm-hmm. Like,
my dad does todos. Too, but like just salesmen.
Yeah. No, él piensa que todo el mundo, like mm-hmm. that ficus over there that's looking at me, it's out to get him.
La Don't mata. Bring Felicity into this. She's beautiful.
This ficus plant, you know? He would think, esa planta me está robando el oxígeno.
No, y las it's plant- cleaning it.
No,
oxygen.
No, se la quiere robar.
Oh, okay.
That's what he would think. That's what he would say. Mm. So that's my
dad. But you are opposite of me, and you believe in a lot of conspiracies.
I don't believe in a lot of them. I just think that some of them
are plausible.
Quite plausible. Como por ejemplo, one of the conspiracy theories que yo creo es de que Google. You know,
I feel like something's going to go off. I say, hey, Google.
Not only are they listening because they have the capacity to listen to us, but when we give it a command, but I believe that our smartphones and our smart devices.
Yeah, are like the cameras are watching.
They're listening to what we say, and then they are putting that advertisement in front of us.
Well, that's what cookies are.
See, but okay. But a cookie, babe, is like on the internet. It's when you actively search something.
Ah, see.
And then it holds that information for further use, mm-hmm. which is to some extent, like, you know, como se dice, I accept it because I'm the one that typed up the question. I searched it. Yeah. I clicked. I went into the website and they told me about the cookie policy. No hay problema. El problema is that when I have my phone on the side and I am talking to you and I'm saying, hey, babe, you know what would be cool if, like, see, we look into those services que, like, bring you, like, those foods to, like, do easy meal preps, mm-hmm. like HelloFresh or Blue Apron.
See.
You look it up on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So I'm getting, like, mad ads for that right now.
But then I
have, like, a coupon for $80 off.
I go to Instagram or I'm going on YouTube and then an ad comes on and guess what I see?
HelloFresh,
Blue Apron. Like, that's really sketchy, dude.
Same.
Se me hace bien weird eso que, like, de la nada me está saliendo como que, like, come saludable, maldita sea. You know, like, se me hace bien weird todo eso. Like, escuchamos que estás interesado, like, así como que, like, whoa, excuse me.
We've had this conversation with one of our friends.
Yeah.
It happened to her too.
Yeah. Now, another thing that I believe in, I believe que the DVD logo that bounces with the screensaver, I believe that after 453 bounces, it will hit the corner.
Mm.
453. I was there when I saw it, but I was only by myself.
Oh, sí.
So I can't confirm it.
Okay.
Okay, pero if you're ever looking at it, count the bounces. And once it's at 452, get ready. Because at the 453rd bounce of the DVD screen logo,
sí.
Se va a conectar with the corner and it's going to be...
Which corner?
Magical. I want to say top right.
Okay.
Top right corner.
But other than that, I mean, I don't know any other...
Conspiracies that you believe in?
No.
Let's see. I'm going to have to think about that one for now because I don't want to draw too much of a blank ahorita. Pero for sure, the Google one. I believe in that one. All right, another question. Going back, Miss Kenya says, what's the question here?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
What made you start a podcast, Jesse?
Mira, muy sencillo. Yo tengo la cara para un podcast.
Cara para la radio.
Cara, I have a TV face. No, honestly, dude, honestly, I'm super cute.
Okay? Even after so, you got your moles removed?
Yeah, no, I'm
you
mad.
You feel like you still had to do radio?
No, I'm mad cute. I can be a YouTuber, okay? I can be an Instagram model, si yo quisiera. But the reason why I did a podcast is because in college, I liked radio. I was doing some internship. I've always liked the whole media to it. I don't know why, but when I was growing up, I liked listening to radio. Not just music. I like listening to, like, los locutores.
Yeah.
Que decían, sí, buenas tardes, son las 10 de la mañana. Aquí estamos aquí todos reunidos y queremos decirle que el día de hoy está haciendo unos...
Todo empezó porque haces eso. Like, haces esos little, like, bits.
Hago sus bits because lo escuchaba desde niño.
Mm-hmm.
Like, desde... Y le mandamos aquí un saludo a todos de la colonia, ¿verdad? Like, and they would, like, just go off. And I like listening to them. And it was mostly in Spanish que los que escuchaba. But then I listened to NPR. Y me gustaba también eso. Y siempre me gustó working with radio. And then turns out that my grandpa was in radio también.
Sí.
So...
Dice tu mamá que lo tienes en la sangre.
Ya lo tengo en la sangre, dude. You know? That's why my Instagram goes by Don Jesse. Because that's what they call my grandpa when he was in Long Beach. Don Jesse. Even though his name was Jesus.
Pero, Jesus.
I don't know. I just thought it was a cool little homage to him. Pero podcasting is basically internet radio. It's really been blowing up. I've been wanting to do podcasting for how long, babe? When's the first time I ever brought it up to you?
We were dating.
We were dating.
When cuando hiciste, you took a class in college.
Yeah.
And it was a broadcasting class.
Yeah.
And you interviewed somebody, ¿verdad?
Sí.
You were doing the radio, the college radio?
Yeah, I was like, you know, running it, doing some segments.
Y me acuerdo que estabas bien emocionado and it was like the most boring interview.
Well, thank you, babe.
You know me.
Sí.
It was kind of like when you were in high school. Porque yo no te conocí hasta que tú estabas in college.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know, I don't know if we've talked about this. Jesse was in drama.
Oh, we have not talked about this.
Y me acuerdo que estábamos... Were we dating or were we just friends?
In high school, we weren't dating.
No. When you showed me your... Cuando me enseñaste el DVD de tu obra de teatro.
Oh, my school play?
Shoot, man. This is why...
My school play?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we were dating.
Yeah, we were dating. You were like, yes, I'm going to show this girl how talented I am. And I was like, oh my God, I
have to do this. Y te valió churro. Te valió churro completo.
Like, I have to sit through you. Cantaste.
Canté.
Bailaste.
Bailé.
Actuaste.
Bien machine.
You were wearing makeup.
You couldn't tell I was wearing makeup.
I knew you were wearing makeup.
I told you I was wearing makeup.
And I love you, okay?
Sí.
But I was like, oh my God.
What a loser.
No, I'm not a loser, but like, no, look, like, yo no era big fan de
the fine arts.
Broadway.
Es que tú no tienes cultura. Young cultured swine.
You know, like, I grew up with Disney, and yes, those are kind of like musicals, but not like live theater musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, this guy's a little weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pero te casaste con este guy, so así que ni modo, joke's on you, dude.
So, I'm sorry. Y luego cuando... So, you've always been kind of like that, more lean toward that kind of art,
sí.
You know? And then when you did radio, I kind of felt like it was more you,
mm-hmm.
But still, that ese primer...
interview?
Was it a link?
What?
Porque a todo el mundo se lo enseñabas.
Well, it's because like they had a website in the college and they had a website that, mm-hmm. You know, would link it to the radio segment.
Sí. So, like, se lo quis, me lo enseñas a mí. Y luego, siempre que íbamos a, con alguien, like, les querías enseñar. And I was just like, oh my God, this isn't the best work, you know? And then, we started working at the health department together.
Yeah.
And we would carpool.
We would.
Ya después de casados, we would carpool to work. And oh my God, NPR was like shoved into my life.
You say like if it's a bad thing.
Like, I like it now. See? But it wasn't like something that I wanted to, like, in my life.
Proud sponsors at NPR are.
Pero yo sé que, like, that made you happy.
It did.
And
it still does.
Te gustaba. And sad thing about NPR was that recently they got a gangoso guy.
Oh my goodness.
And we don't like him.
We don't.
We don't like him.
No.
But, so I feel like we got like criteria now, you know?
Oh, so like we got content, we got things to say, you mean?
No, not because we started this, but because like listening to NPR for so long, you know, you get those common people in your ear.
Yeah.
And like, me gustan las voces. O como la... ¿Cómo se llama? La Hinojosa.
María Hinojosa.
Ay, me encanta la
voz. From Latino USA?
Yeah.
Shout out to Latino USA, man. They're going to feature us in their podcast
one day. I think they inspired you a lot.
I mean, it's because I've listened to them a lot. I've listened to podcasts a lot. And como me ha gustado that media. Mm-hmm. And I like expressing myself.
Yeah.
Y la neta, I'm pretty damn funny, you know?
Oh my
like,
God,
I'm always making people laugh. Like, la gente me mira and they start laughing. You know, I was like, ah, Eliezi.
So, well, we do have a friend that was like, tell a joke. What did she tell you?
Oh, yeah. She made me so mad. What the hell's her deal? She was like looking at me. She's like,
I'm bored.
Like, because we were just like kind of like getting ready. Like, we were packing to go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
We were traveling together. And then she's like, I'm bored. Jesse, tell me a joke. Y así como que like, con la narizota roja de payaso, así como que like, oh, espérate, let me just tell you. You know, like, no, okay?
Es que ese es el personaje that you've created for yourself.
No, it is not. No, it's not.
You're the class clown.
I just happen to be funny. That's all it is. But yeah, Kenya, to answer your question, what made me start a podcast, I've always loved the media. I've always loved this type of outlet.
And now it's popular.
It's really popular
it's
now.
It's really popping.
Now, we started it, yeah, well, no, it's basically at its peak. And we're like every other millennial that has a podcast at this point, you know. But ours actually has listened, so, you know, everybody can go. Oh, ¿sabes qué? That reminds me. Stupid Aaron. ¿Estás escuchando, Ron? Estoy hablando contigo. This what? Guy sends me like this link the other day, and it's like this like sarcastic, or not sarcastic, condescending story of how like everybody has a podcast. It's like the new Instagram now, and how any moron can go up there.
He did.
Y la neta es cierto. Any moron can start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How like kind of like how any moron can have a baby. Pero like no cualquier like this. Yo, Aaron, you think this is easy? Come to my house, all right, and have this conversation, and you'll see how actually it's really easy to do a podcast.
I think the hardest part about a podcast is creating the fan base.
Yes.
And coming up with topics que la gente quiere escuchar.
Sí, because un podcast ahorita, it is completely saturated. Let's get that straight. Por ejemplo, like geek culture, nerd culture, movie, like, you know, movie buffs, sports podcasts. Hundreds of thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
So si un vato ahorita, you know, especially like, you know, let's say in English only, some dude or some friends in college want to get together. Because I see it all the time online. When people are asking, how do I start a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Siempre it starts with, oh, my buddies and I in college like to get like stoned and like to talk about random stuff. And they think it's going to be the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just tell you, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not entertaining. It's not engaging. The volume quality sounds horrible, you know what I mean? It sounds ridiculous. Like, no le ponen atención a la calidad de lo que están poniendo. And it's just like, take this seriously, man.
Same.
This is not just, it doesn't just happen. The content needs to be engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And
you gotta be entertaining.
You have to be entertaining, you know? And luego, like, I've heard some of these podcasts, I mean, like the ones that are starting out before we got started.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was doing my own recordings, the ones, all those que había perdido.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking and listening and trying to get material from the new people, from the veterans, you know, getting a little bit of this and that. Y algo que siempre notaba que estaba bien gacho is that people entre sus amigos that were doing a podcast start telling inside jokes.
Oh.
How does that work? How does an inside joke, how is that a good idea to your audience?
You ought to be there.
Or they say stories like, oh, that was a great night. Sorry, guys. We wish we could tell you, but you had to be there for it to get it. Like, why even bring it up then, moron? Like, you know, it's like, ni al caso. Pero, the route that we went, there's not a lot of podcasts que son Spanglish. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of podcasts que habla about, like, being in two cultures and living in two worlds and being Hispanic American, or in this case, more specific, Mexican American, nosotros. Mm-hmm. And I think we found a niche, you know? We really did.
So radio, like not radio, but like podcasts was kind of like...
My love for radio. Yeah. It was my love for radio.
But then the actual like route that you decided to take was, I think, genius because we can relate to our community.
Yes. And that's 100% it. We want an audience to relate.
And we want people to comment and join the conversation. It's not just like sit here and 100%. Listen to us ramble.
100%. Yes. Yes.
That was a long answer.
I know. I get really like fired up with that one. Excellent question, Kenya. Thank you for asking us that. Isaac asked us, where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years? Well, Isaac, bien fácil. Te lo voy a explicar, okay? Está escuchando, siéntate. Si no estás escuchando ahorita, siéntate. Let me tell you. 5 years from now.
He's probably cobbling. Is that the term?
Now,
cobbling.
You and I, we have our day jobs. We have, on top of that, our volunteering hours that we put in, but that because we go out on service, we do Bible studies, and we do all of that. Mm-hmm. That's number one priority for us. And then we have this podcast, which starting off as a hobby. Pero, I said it before.
I have my own business too.
Yes, you do. You have your massaging business, right? But I said this before in this other podcast with Tito. Is that I am treating this podcast not only as a hobby, but as a business. In my mind, I'm in business mode. Así que 5 years from now, Isaac, if you're asking me, where do I see myself with this podcast for me 5 years from now? I would love to have a podcast still going 5 years from now. Same. I would love for this podcast to be generating some type of money 5 years from now. Not just the podcast, but the blog and the website. Y eso. I'm not looking to get rich. All right. I don't really think that's going to happen. Pero si me dan suficiente to live semi-comfortably in a third world country, I am okay with that, you know? Like, if this podcast gives me enough money to cover the expenses of the website, it costs money.
Yeah, guys.
Cover the expenses of the hosting, cover the expenses of the equipment. If it covers all that, if I break even, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I lose money, it's still okay because I'm enjoying what I do. This is something that I enjoy.
It's a business. You got to invest.
I do got to invest, and which is why in season two, we're going to have whole new equipment. You know, stay tuned for that.
I'm excited.
I am so excited for all that.
I think that's esa es una cosa que he aprendido de escuchando podcasts. It's like, si no se oye bien.
No one's going to listen.
No.
No. So 5 years from now, talking specifically about the podcast, Isaac, I really wanted to be like in minimum season 5, season 6. Mm-hmm. You know, have like at this point 200 episodes released, have good, you know, better recording equipment.
You want merch.
And hopefully have enough money to buy some coffee from the money I'm making in this podcast. That's all I'm asking for. Now, regarding to our lives themselves, you know, we want to travel. We want to do the service that we do, like the preaching, the Bible studies, y todo eso. We want to go to other areas. And if we can take this type of business, a mobile business like podcasting with us,
that would be the dream.
That would be even better. La neta. That would be awesome. So
thank you for your question.
Yeah, good question. Me pregunta Alexis, ¿por qué estás tan feo, Jesse? No estoy feo, estoy hermoso. Very nice.
Cara es como...
un burro. Thank you, Alexis. You know, this is just something when a guy tells you, ¿por qué estás tan feo? They're asking you.
Then there's
you,
like a kissy face.
Sí, porque me quiere.
Sí.
Right back at you,
oh
Alexis.
Oh my God.
El Gami me pregunta... favorite beer? Thank you for asking me this question. Personally, myself, I like Orange Wheat. Blue Moon is my go-to because that's usually lo que hay in the area. Pero if there's something like a craft beer, my favorite craft beer, Orange Wheat, is the Coronado Orange by Coronado Brewing. It is absolutely amazing.
You've gone to the mother source.
I have. They've taken me. It's been awesome. I had like a fish steak sandwich or something. It was awesome. I had the Coronado Orange Wheat there. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Y también me gusta... the Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. That is good too.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. Pero la neta también, because soy raza at the same time, there's nothing wrong with some Blue Mountains, baby. There is nothing wrong with some Coors Light.
As long as it's not Bud Light.
I am disappointing all my hipster friends, like all my millennial friends, cuando saco la Coors Light, and they're like, seriously, Jesse, a Coors Light? And I'm like, sí, dude. Okay, porque I just spent like $200 on podcast equipment. Y esta chela me salió $5, so shut up.
Yeah.
A ver, tube, favorite beer?
The darker, the better. The Guinness. Darker.
Yeah.
Negra Modelo.
Sí.
Those are my favorite.
I mean, you've also liked the nitro beers, like the left-handed. I do like the
nitro. Nothing with peanut butter, though. Just milk stouts, chocolate, coffee.
Oatmeal. You've had oatmeal once.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like all that.
Because I'm healthy.
But you don't just like you want them to be like the dark porter, stouts, and things like that. You don't like IPAs, even though those are dark.
Oh, asco. No puedo. I can't do it.
Dude, my brother is obsessed with Lagunitas.
I can't do that.
You know what I mean? Like, no puedo. No. Mm-mm. I can do some IPAs, pero cuando hay una IPA that literally makes you say it in Spanish, cuando te la tomas, por ejemplo, you know, like te pega en la garganta.
You're so dumb.
Like, I can't do it. No, you know what I mean?
No, I can't. But yeah, everybody, all my friends know.
Yeah.
Bring me a Guinness, bring me a Negra Modelo. I'll be happy.
Another question that we have is, do you finally get your mother to try medium or medium rare?
Guys, she swears, tragic.
She swears that she has, but here's an update. Turns out that she can't eat meat no more.
Yeah, shortly after she got really sick, y le sugerieron que ya no comiera carne.
Yeah, so she's basically a vegan now.
Yeah, and we don't want to kill the mother-in-law.
No quiero matar a mi madre. Mm-mm. Pero... she'll say that now, and like 2 months later, she'll be eating meat again.
You think?
I think so.
Did she have menudo?
No, she did not have menudo.
Mira, ya ves?
Yeah, she's sticking to it. Good for you, mom. I'm proud of you.
Maybe like when she, maybe in season two, if she starts feeling better, we can have like a little. She can have like a piece.
Lo más para que lo pruebe, pero no, todavía no lo he hecho, guys. So stay tuned for that one.
Sorry, D. I know she was waiting for that.
Me preguntan, por ejemplo, why do you still have a bigote? I had a bigote at the time of this.
Oh my god.
I do not have a bigote anymore.
Today was the day, guys.
And let me just tell you, I thought I got a lot of comments on the podcast, pero no. Me fui más para atrás when everybody was having a comment about my bigote. Mm-hmm. Dude, everybody has an opinion about my bigote. Mm-hmm. Nunca pensaba que tres pelos north, south of my nose was going to cause this much controversy. It does. Like, everybody was like...
It does.
Te ves más joven.
¿Cuando te lo quitaste o cuando lo dejaste?
No, cuando lo tenías, like, ay, ¿qué es eso? Yo así como que, like, ¿qué? ¿Qué tienes en tu cara? Yo así como que, like, oh my God, ¿tengo un tumor? O, like, ¿qué? Y no. No, es el bigote. Y luego, like, mi mamá's like, ay, parecías un señor asco de 50 años. And I was like, damn, mom.
Your dad has a mustache.
I know. Y tiene 50 años. So, like... like, shouldn't I not look like my dad? Like, is that... pero no, apparently I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was...
it all started with No Shave November.
Yes.
And you kind of just, like, prolonged November.
Es que no, por ejemplo, first of all, the original one is Movember. Mm-hmm. Because in Australia, they call mustaches Mos, M-O-S. Mm-hmm. So to, ¿cómo se llama? Promote prostate cancer awareness, they said, grow your Mos in November, Movember. And it was specifically to grow out your mustache.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere along the line, it turned into No Shave November, where people were just growing out their whole beards.
Can girls do it?
There's some girls with some gnarly mustaches out there. Yo les he visto.
I meant like legs.
I don't know. I think this is more of a guy thing. Uh-huh. Let us have our thing. You guys already have the breast cancer stuff, you know, in October. So let us have our thing.
No, I do the thyroid disease. The thyroid one.
También, you know?
I think it's in September.
So, like, it all started with that. And I was, like, you know, promoting prostate cancer awareness and solidarity and all that stuff.
Men's health.
And men's health. Pero las viejas no entienden eso.
Ay, Jesse.
Las doñas got really up in my case.
So, los hombres no?
Los hombres no qué?
¿No te dijeron nada?
Dude, los hombres te dan porras, dude. Like if sí, someone cierto. Is complimenting a mustache, it's usually a guy. Or a super kinky chick that's like into like the weirdest things in the world. I'm talking to you, Linda.
No, shut up, Jesse.
You know what I mean?
She likes like the cop. She said she liked like the 80s cop look.
Mustache.
But you did not look like that.
What are you talking about? I look exactly like that. No. Guys, did I'm the biggest props to your mustache. Mira,
now entiendes lo que yo pasé. In 2013?
Sí.
14?
Yeah.
When I shaved my hair.
You had a Britney Spears moment.
I had a Britney Spears moment. No, it was a pixie, cute pixie.
It was really cute pixie cut.
But it was. Era al revés conmigo. Todas las mujeres, like, rock on. You go, girl. Oh, my God. Yo siempre me he querido cortar el pelo así, pero mi esposo no me deja. Esas son las mexicanas, okay, guys? Mi esposo no me deja. And I'm just like, girl.
Qué weird la cultura que tenemos, no? Que, like, we still, like, and they're not older ladies. We're not talking about, like, way older.
No. They're like, in their 30s.
30s, 40s most, at the most.
And then, pero los hombres.
Los mexicanotes. Los machos, machos.
Yo era un asco.
Sí, dude.
Caminando sí, entre dude. Las masses. You know, like, ese es un corte de un hombre. Las mujeres tienen que tener pelo largo. Te miras bien fea.
You saw sexism at its peak, dude.
Yes.
People were mad sexist with this haircut.
Super. Yeah. Super. Some people were questioning my sexuality.
And then you're like, I'm married.
Excuse you?
And they're like, to Jesse, the drama queen.
Ay, Jesse. Pero sí, o sea, y ahora tú con el bigote. Yo por eso, like, no te quise decir nada.
Sí, me hace ser.
Porque in my head, I was like, well, I cut my hair off. I mean, to be fair, you were the one that kind of, like, told me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, the Jennifer Lawrence look is looking nice. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went for the Bieber cut, you know?
Yeah.
And you loved it. Yeah. And with the mustache, you know, I wasn't like oozing out of happiness.
Right.
Pero a la misma vez, si dije yo, you're going to experiment.
Sí.
Si te gusta, te lo dejas. Si no, no. It's just hair, guys. It's just hair.
For a lot of people, that's way experimental, mad experimental. So yeah. You were getting a lot of comments about that too. Mm-hmm. So, but I had a friend today that she's like, ay, ya tienes el bigote. And I'm like, no, ya no. Ay, es que los hombres nomás pueden hacer poquito, like, nomás, no tienen mucho que hacer para cambiarse el look, ¿verdad? Like, o sea, like, there's only so much you can do.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Every now and then you try a mustache.
You can always bleach your hair.
I guess I can. I guess I didn't think about that. I can always bleach my mustache. I can do that next time también.
I like the salt and pepper look.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's enough about that.
Will
peaches.
Will you grow it again?
Yeah, next year. I'll grow it again.
Okay.
It's going to come out bigger and stronger.
Okay. Just a warning for everybody who didn't like it.
For real. It's coming back, man. It is coming back. Peaches says, who inspires you to write? It depends.
You haven't really been on top of your blog.
My blogs I have not been on top of. It's been like a hassle getting it, the security intact. I finally was able to pay for that. And now you can go to my website and not worry about getting hacked. You were not going to get hacked anyways because you weren't putting in any personal information. Like you weren't putting
just
in credit
emails,
card. Even emails though. But emails like, no, there's nothing really they can get from it, you know, mm-hmm. because you already have your own passwords there. Mm-hmm. So you weren't putting in any passwords. Mm-hmm. You weren't putting in any credit card information. But now in the future, if we have like any e-commerce function through the website, it is 100% secure. And when we log in, they're not saving in our logins, and we're less prone to getting hacked ourselves. So that's cool.
Now story, that I got long story short, cuando van al website, va a estar green.
Yeah, you'll see a little lock there saying that the website is secure. So I'm excited for that.
Ya ves, you guys, estamos invirtiendo. Así que...
We really are. We really are. But when it comes to writing, I think what inspires me to write, it depends on what we're talking about. So for example, I feel like I'm a comedian at heart. I like to be funny. So, si voy a hablar, por ejemplo, de alguien, es la familia, you know? Like, my family inspires me a lot of stories that we talk about. Like, if we're talking about a certain perception on something, like when it was nostalgia, it was all from my family, things that I draw back from, you know? What topics do we have? We talk about our family through la nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about our wedding. Mm-hmm. When we talk about, in the podcast, we're always ranting about our nephews who are super white, ¿verdad? Like, so I get all these inspirations there. But on top of that, I get...
Oh, do you guys want to know the latest?
No, espérate, espérate.
Oh, sorry.
But on top of that, agarro inspiración de, like, events que noto. Por ejemplo, how we see a certain thing versus how the rest of the country sees a certain thing, and why is there a difference, you know? So I get those events, and that kind of influences what I write about.
Also, Jesse about. Has a diary.
I don't have a diary. Jesse it's a has journal. A diary. It's a journal. Captain's log. Okay, it's not a diary.
Yeah.
But I do write on it every day.
See. Were you good at English?
Yeah, I was really good at English.
Oh my God, I hated English. Sentía como que no matter qué escribía o qué leía,
yeah.
La maestra siempre me daba la contra. It was so annoying porque yo sentía como que, okay, nada más porque esta vieja está escribiendo de una flor, no quiere decir que esa flor representaba la muerte o bla, 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 bla. Like,
¿pero por qué no?
Figurative? Yeah. What was it, English 102?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all like...
Is that the one for literature? Yeah, that's the one where you discuss literature.
Oh my God, I hated it.
I loved it. I really loved it. Like, I love, like, you know, when we look at a metaphor of something, how it would foreshadow something, and like...
When something is...
A symbolism of another thing. Yeah.
That doesn't make me wrong. It's my own opinion.
Yeah, but when it's something that's like completely out of left field, it's like, okay. Like, por ejemplo, if you're reading Lord of the Flies, where the bunch of kids are on an island and they're killing each other.
No, I never read that.
You know, you're not going to be like, well, what I got from this is that like kids are angels and they love each other. It's really, like, no.
Yo sí trataba de hacer deepen into what I was reading.
Right.
I mean, I don't really like to read. Pero lo que yo leía, like, nunca, nunca le atinaba con esta vieja. Like, nunca. Nunca.
To be fair, there's some people que...
hippie.
Yeah, to be fair, there's some teachers that just don't get it. Like, I was fortunate enough to have good literature teachers throughout, like, my high school.
What's the highest English that you took?
I mean, it was 102 because that's all I needed for the major.
Oh, okay.
You know, and... I could have gotten more, but yo, college ain't cheap, dude.
I passed with a C. De pura lástima, me cae.
Then again, my 102 teacher, my English literate, I forgot her name, dude, but she sucked. She was the absolute worst. Like, she was ranting about things que ni al caso. She was talking about, like, por ejemplo, how Vietnam was so close to being a better country.
When
we were,
what?
Dude, neta, she was like, oh, Vietnam, we were so close and like... liberating them and like...
Was she Vietnamese?
No.
Oh, okay.
She just believed that like the USA was literally doing good in that country. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know...
I want to say her name was Cooper. Miss Cooper.
Oh, she sounds very familiar.
Una güerita. Yeah. Media alta, flaquita. Sí, como bien hippie. Oh my God, I loved her.
No.
Her style.
Mine wasn't hippie. She was tenía, like super like, conservative.
Puros anillos. You know, I went into the massage profession. So, tenía puros anillos and like the turquoise. Así como Vincent. She looked like she would come down from a Sedona mountain.
Oh, okay. No, not my teacher. My teacher was more like...
Yo sentía como que whatever yo le decía, it was like wrong.
No, my teacher was not like that. I had really good English teachers. I remember that I was talking to one this year when my school year was going to start and I was going to start teaching. I saw her. She had just retired from college. And I told her que one of the things I learned from her.
She was a college teacher.
Yeah.
And she retired?
She retired.
Oh.
I told her que one of the things I learned from her was to look at two sides of a story when I'm debating something. Mm-hmm. I was able to look at sources and be like, okay, this is reliable. You're so this smart. Is not reliable. And I told her, like, I was able to see the bigger picture and how to argue for it or against it. Thanks mm-hmm. to you. You taught me that. And she was really like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, that's
so
like...
I feel like you were always meant to do this. I'm just more like a hands-on type of person.
See, you are.
I'm very DIY, hands-on.
Because you mentioned your personality. You said that you're a gold. Gold personalities, for those who don't know who we're talking about. It's a True Colors personality test. You can check that out. Just what is your true color? And it's just a very basic way of breaking down what your personality type is. In this case, Jessica being a gold means it's someone that has a big sense of structure, stability, rules, procedures. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's agendas. There's orders to follow. And there's authority. So for Jessica, you know, for you, baby, it's like there has to be an authoritative. You're an authoritarian. Like, you know, you like someone to be in charge at the very least. If not, be in charge yourself.
Yes.
Y que haga un orden.
Sí.
And there's a clear action plan to follow with sí. set consequences if you don't follow that action plan. Mm-hmm. Now, myself, I'm more of a green.
Se me hace like lo más interesante es que my strongest color is your weakest color.
Yes.
And... Vice versa?
Yes, vice versa. So, pero también
so at the same... how we ended up
but,
together,
but,
I don't
but
know.
It's not just bad things. Por ejemplo, like at the same time, colds are very loyal because they're all about stability. Mm-hmm. They're all about building an organization and believing in its core values. So therefore, colds are as loyal as they come. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a gold. I'm not a gold. I'm a green. Greens are overthinkers. They're the ones that are always thinking about abstractly of
but
a certain
are they
subject.
Artsy?
Not necessarily artsy. Lomas, they're more of like the ones that deep dive into research, deep dive into mm-hmm. explanations. Like if I'm going through a YouTube hole on some conspiracy, that is me. I'm the guy that does that, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, our flaws is that sometimes we just think too much or isolate ourselves mm-hmm. and we can come off as arrogant.
Sí.
You know, come off as pompous.
Sí.
I'm not pompous. I'm actually really chill.
And
that's because I have a lot of orange in me too. And
too.
Oranges are the esos son los artsies. They're competitive. They're the free spirits. They're the woo.
I'm not orange.
You're not
much.
An orange. You're gold blue.
I am a gold blue.
And blues, they're the loving, family, connecting type. They have a strong sense of spirituality, strong sense of connection, strong sense of like bonding. You know, if you want someone to love you for who you are, a blue will do that.
Yeah.
So.
But. Don't cross me.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're very loyal at the same time.
So pero yo siento como que to answer the question about your writing.
Yes.
Yo siento como que a lot of it comes from you are agreeing, you overthink, and you need to write down.
Yes, I do.
And that's something that you.
That's why I have a journal.
With time, has aprendido a hacer porque. Yeah. Tienes muchas cosas en tu cabeza.
Sí.
Pero a la misma vez se te olvidan muchas cosas.
Because I'm thinking too much.
Because you're thinking too much. And the fact that you write things down, ideas, thoughts, prayers, whatever.
Yes.
Has helped you to do the blog.
And the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like seeing things at different perceptions, you know, mm-hmm. or a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Or if I see a certain topic, I like to tackle it a different way. Mm-hmm. And for me, and I always apply humor to it because the biggest times that I've ever learned something is when I find something funny.
Same.
You know, like for example, fun little fact. The reason why we laugh about something, when someone tells us a joke and they tell us the punchline, the reason why we laugh is because our brain makes a little connection and says, huh, I have never thought about this circumstance before in this certain way. And your brain learns something and it goes, ha ha.
That's so cute.
You know? So, like, and that's something that I even apply and try to incorporate in my classroom. When I'm teaching something, I try to make it funny because if a kid is laughing, they're learning every step of the way. Like, for example, when we're talking about vitals and I say, so when a person walks in, a patient walks in and they have droopy red eyes and they're kind of murmuring and they're like, what's up, dude? And they smell kind of funky. I know what's going on. So I can always tell what's going on. They're obviously very sleepy, right, guys? And then they're like, yeah, Mr. Juarez. Yeah, we're sleepy. And I'm like, yeah, no, I know what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
You know, so,
okay.
you know, just like, I kind of try to bring like a little sense of humor to it. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out for the most part.
Yeah, your writing is really good. You need to get on with it.
I will. Yeah, I think I want to end it right there. There's a few more questions in there, but we're basically at an hour in so far, and I don't want to prolong it too much than that. I don't want it to just be a whole ramble. I feel like we rambled a little bit in this conversation, pero we've had a conversation with our friends, our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, they asked some really good questions. They brought some really good insight and comments that we loved.
See.
They're basically, I mean, honestly, guys, you guys are basically engaging at the amount that I've requested minimum. And it's gone to a level of engagement that really exceeds my expectations at this point, you know? So thank you. Seriously, thank you for tuning in so far. Next season, let's talk about that a little bit before we wrap it up. It'll probably air out in, I want to say, 3 weeks, a month at the most, when we'll start airing the next episode. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a short break so we can collaborate a little bit more. Talking to maybe doing some cross promotion with other Spanglish podcasters and appear in their podcast, and then they can appear in my podcast. It's a good way to kind of grow the conversation and grow the fan base as well in the audience. And I'll also have time to think of new ideas and new subjects to talk about.
And if you guys have any ideas,
yes,
send them our way.
See, aquí es lo, whatever thing you want us to talk about, any certain topic, you guys know our topics at this point. You know, you guys have heard our episodes. You guys have an idea what we discuss. Let us know. Hey, you know what? I would like you to discuss this. Why is it that us Hispanics or Mexican Americans do this versus doing that? Por ejemplo, ¿por qué la raza va al Starbucks y se compra un, y like, se compra un frap y luego se come su tamal ahí en el Starbucks? You know?
¿Quién hace eso?
Mi mamá.
¿What?
Sí. Oh. Se lleva y se compra su frap y está con su tamalito.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's basically our demographic in a nutshell. People that go to Starbucks and eat tamales. That is our demographic in a nutshell right there. Así que, cualquier cosa que ustedes quieran decir, like, you know, for us to talk about, a subject or a topic that you think would be interesting to listen and can collaborate with and be part of, let us know. Let us know, let us know. And in the meantime, stay on top of the blog. I'll be posting on that one now. Now that it's finally updated, I'll be a lot more active on that one. And you can just follow our Instagram to kind of stay on top of it. This has been fun. Honestly, babe, this has been
fun.
It has been. I'm looking forward to next season.
Me too.
I'll show you guys the before and after of our studio. It's going to be great.
Mm.
I'll show you our studio now.
No. Yeah. Not like now.
Now.
Raj is
now.
In there.
No. This little studio, the one that we're recording on
right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you a picture of the now versus the new one. It's going to be great. And as always, guys, thank you for listening to the 50/50.
See you in the next year.
Peace out. And I hope you enjoyed our last episode of season 1 of the 50/50. Como siempre, si nos gusta lo que están escuchando, feel free to check out our website, which is the5050.com, the5050.com. Check out our Instagram, the5050, the5050.com. We are very active there. Feel free to leave comments of the podcast episodes that you like. If you're answering the question, what you want to listen to regarding next season, what topics interest you, let us know. You can let us know on our website, you can let us know on our Instagram page, you can also let us know on our Facebook page, El5050, which is EL.50FIFTY. Be part of the conversation for season 2. Many already are. We enjoy that type of feedback. We want that type of engagement. And again, thank you for listening to the 50/50.